as we're getting ready, and we've got like all of our New Year's resolutions ready to go. But here's the thing. I was telling you last week that statistics say that most New Year's resolutions, there's an 80% chance they do not make it out of week one, which was this past Sunday. And for those of you who told me after church, you're like, well, Pastor Brandon, I'm still keeping mine. Well, the statistics also say of the few that are on life support that survive, like 67% of those don't make it till today. So it's just, it's really, really hard a lot of times to do these things and change these things up. However, what we really want to do is we want to help maybe change that narrative for us a little bit, because one of the things that we want to say and want to be really encouraging, if you're taking notes, kind of the big idea of this series is this, and that is that this will be your best year ever. Like, I'm not just saying that, like, it really can be. It can be an amazing year, but here's the thing, is that it won't come easy, and it won't be something that just handed to you, but if you're taking notes, here's the idea we started last week, and that is it will be your best year ever if it's your best year spiritually. And you see, we circle that word if, and just like last week, I want you to, if you're taking analog notes, you can't do this on a phone, but if you're doing it with paper and pen, just keep circling that until you wear a hole in it, because that's like, that's the big idea, is that this will be your best year ever if it's your best year spiritually. And can I tell you, I have seen that happen in so many people's lives, including my own. I no longer think it's an idea or a concept or a possibility. I know it to be a fact. I've seen it happen to all different kinds of people from all different walks of life, all different ages, that if they focus on saying, this year, my walk with God, knowing who God is, growing in freedom, sharing my faith with other people, if I take next steps in my walk with God, man, I'm telling you, I really have seen God do amazing things in people's lives, because that's what I think God wants us all to do. It's for all of us to have the best year ever, but it has to be where we get Him involved in the process. And that's kind of the scripture that we do a lot of things around here with. The Bible said that one day Jesus was walking along the seashore, and He saw these two fishermen, and He said, come, follow me, and I will show you how to fish for people. And so what He was saying is He looked at these guys, and He said, guys, I got a big idea for you. Like, I'm telling you, I want to, as you get to know me, I want to start working in your life, and I want to help show you how to do some things you couldn't do by yourself, and then I'm going to take what you already know, and I'm going to teach you how to make it life-giving, how to make a difference bigger than yourself, and it's going to be awesome. But, like, there's this one thing He said that we don't like to talk about, and that is that the verse starts with us doing something, us coming to Him. It's like, I got all these great things I want to do in your life, but you need to come to me so that we can do this together. And so at Real Life Church, this is actually where we get our mission statement from. If you're looking at your notes with me, it says, at Real Life Church, we believe that we exist to make disciples the Jesus way, what we just read, by knowing God, growing in freedom, and then sharing what we have learned, sharing Christ with everyone. And here's the thing, that this can be the best year of your life if it's your best year spiritually, and we want to help you make that a reality. Like we can't take that journey for you, right? Like, everybody's on their own journey. Like, that, my girls can't stand hearing that. Like, every time, especially my oldest daughter, she's in charge of taking out the trash, and she has to take the trash out, and she always waits until bedtime, so it's always at night, and everybody knows that in the backyard of your home are where the monsters are, right? And so she never wants to. And so my thing is, babe, this is your journey. All right, you got to do this. She's like, Dad, I don't want to go on a journey. I want you to take the trash out for me. It's like, nope, it's your journey. But I can help you by giving you a flashlight, turning on the porch light. I'll give you all the resources to keep away the monsters, but you still have to take this journey. Well, the thing is this is going to be your best year ever if it's your best year spiritually. Here's the thing. I can't grow you in Christ. I can't make you know God. I can't make you grow in freedom. I can't do that for you. But what I can do as your pastor and what we can do as your church is we can walk beside you. And we can help you to make the most out of it. And one of the ways we said we're going to do that is because we do three things around here. We try to help people to know God, grow in freedom, and share Christ with others. And so last week we said that the way we want to help one another know God the most this year is that this year our rally cry will be to pray first. We talked about that last week. And what we said was is in 2022, we focused on reading God's word. And we're going to continue to do that. We're going to continue to, as we talked about, have a Zoom call with God every morning. But the next step we're going to do is we're going to focus on having those one-on-one meetings with the Lord every day, that pray-first culture, that whatever we do, we're going to pray first. We're going to be launching life groups in a few weeks. We're going to have prayer life groups. We're going to be experimenting with something, and on Tuesday nights, we're going to start having a prayer service where you can come in and you can pray with us at the church as a pray-first kind of culture. We have people in the back during our worship services. If you'd like someone to pray with you, we want to have a pray-first culture so that we can know God more. We're going to continue to do that. But that's not all we want to do. We want to help you know God more by reading God's word and prayer. But then the second thing we want to do is together, we want to grow in freedom. And this year, this is the big idea for the whole year when it comes to the idea of growing in freedom. And that is, this year, we will grow deep and let God determine how high. This year, our focus is going to be to challenge you, to challenge myself, to challenge all of us, that this year, we're going to know God through praying first, and we're going to grow in freedom by growing deep and letting God determine how high. Now, I don't know if this is in your world. I'm going to act like it's not. It's just my world, but I don't live in that kind of culture. I live in a culture around me that's constantly saying bigger, faster, stronger, higher. You know, how much can we do? How quick can we do it? How much can we achieve? How much can we attain? We tend to measure one another by, you know, just different things that's out there. How big our house is, how fast our car is, just bigger, faster, always, always, always. And that's in the culture out there. And if we're not careful, we bring it into our church life, right? Like, we end up thinking that, you know, the more people that attend our church, the better we must be doing. You know, the more beautiful our building, the best, the better we must be doing. Everything's just bigger, faster, stronger. And then we take that into our home lives, right? Like, the bigger my house is, the better my car is, the street that I live on, all of that must equate, you know, greatness because it's bigger. And here's the thing, that there's a healthy place for all of those different things. There's it's healthy when we do it in the right order, but when we get it out of order, it can absolutely wreck our lives, especially when it comes to our walk with Christ. And so one of the things we want to focus on this year is, what if for 1 year, like, there's so many great things to focus on, but what if for 1 year we focused on getting to know God more by praying first, and then we focused on getting to know God more by growing deep and let God determine how high? It reminds me of this story. There was a guy that I'd read about, and he said that he wanted to make some extra money, and he lived in an area where the climate was conducive to it and all of this, and he had heard you can make a lot of money by selling bamboo. And so he went and he planted these different bamboo shoots in his backyard, and he was told that if you would carefully just water them, fertilize them, cultivate them, that they would grow and you could sell these bamboo shoots and make a lot of money. And so he went and he planted these things, and he watered them and fertilized them and did all this, and he got through a whole year and nothing. It didn't move at all. As a matter of fact, he thought they might have shrunk in just a little bit. Like, he was like, something is wrong. So he continued to mess with it. He got to year two, nothing. Year three, nothing. Now he's wondering what happened. Did you sell me the wrong kind of pods here? Something's going on. He got into year three and a half, he got nothing. He got to year four and nothing. Year four and a half, he got nothing. Until finally, he just moved on. And he was like, man, what in the world is happening? Like, I did everything I could do. I watered it. I fertilized it. I looked at it. I sang to it. Nothing happened. Nothing. And can I tell you, there's been times in my walk with God, I've kind of felt like that. I said, God, you know, I feel like you kind of planted me in your house. Like you're doing something in my life, and I'm trying to be faithful, but I don't feel like, what are you doing? Like, I'm being faithful, but I see so little return for that time, so little return for that investment. What are you doing in my life? And I think that's just an obvious and honest and good question. And that is, if we believe that we know God, he starts to grow us in freedom, what does that look like? What does growing in freedom look like? You know, and the great thing is Jesus actually told us. The Bible said that one day he had just begun his ministry, and he walks into the local church there where he lived in Nazareth. And the Bible says he walked in, and I'm sure at that point he's already started his ministry. And so people are probably, you know, kind of wondering, well, what's he all about? Like, what's exactly did he come to do? And the Bible said this. It said that the scroll of the Isaiah the prophet was handed to him, and he unrolled the scroll, and he found a place where it was written, and it said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, and that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come." And then He says, today, in your hearing, this prophecy has been fulfilled. In other words, he said, this is what I'm here to do. You guys have been wondering what I've been doing. I've already started going around, started doing different things. You wonder what I'm here for. This is what I want to do in everyone's life. And can I tell you, this is the journey that God wants to take every one of us on in our life. And here's the thing, we're all in different places. Well, you know, one of the things I love about God is God is not into pyramid schemes. Like, he doesn't just save you and then set you aside and go get somebody else. Instead, he saves us and then he goes to work on us. Because the truth is, God loves you just the way you are, but he loves you too much to let you stay that way. And he wants to heal you of every broken place and every addiction and everything in your life that is not completely whole and completely pure. He wants to heal you of all of that. And the thing is that all of us in here are in different places in our walk with God, which means when we read that and we say, this is what God wants to do, it's different for all of us. Because the thing is, if you're not in here and you're not a Christ follower, your next step is to know God. And at the end of our service, we're going to give you an opportunity to meet Jesus and to pray a prayer and give your heart over to God. But then after that, you start to walk in freedom, and it's different for everybody, which means then that everyone has a spiritual next step. Everybody has a place that they can grow and they can develop. So there's always an adventure for us to go on together. And so that's my hope for you this year, is that wherever you are, you'll take a step. Like if you've been a Christ follower for a long time and you're doing really good, man, you'll take a step. If all this is new to you and you haven't really taken any steps, then you'll take a next step. And what I want to do for a moment is I want to break down these five things that Jesus said he wants to do in all of our lives. And I want you to take a personal inventory today. What is the best next step that you need to take so that this can be the best year of your life? Because it's going to be your best year spiritually. And with that, you're going to know God because you're going to grow deep. And as you grow deep, God is going to determine how high. But you know that you can't do everything, so what is one thing? And for some of us, we're going to go through these, and like four of them, you're going to be like, I got that. I've already done that. I'm good. But there's going to be one that you're going to go, okay, that one, that's the one. That's what I'm going to do. And then for some of us, it's going to be, I need all five of them. If you got a sixth one, I'll take that one too. I'll take all of it. So here's the thing. You can't do all six, so pick one. Pick one, and then do the next one, because we got all year. And then we got the next one, and we got the next one. But just this year, we're going to focus on this and see what that next step is for you. And what we're going to do is we're going to break these down, and I'm going to tell you one way that we as a church want to partner with you to help you take that next step. So here's the first thing that Jesus said, is he said that God, that he had been anointed by God in order to do this thing. And what it is that he said that as we follow him, he grows us by restoring our identity. As we follow him, he slowly but surely starts to restore our identity and who we are in Christ. It's amazing to me because of the genius and the wisdom of God to say, before I can fix anything else, I got to fix how you see me and how you see you. Because everything else is based on that. He said it like this. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. To bring good news to the poor. Now, what he's saying is in a culture, in a time where they didn't have mass media, so what would happen is if you had a messenger who would go from one city to the next, he would go to whoever was in charge, either the king or the governor, and then the king or the governor would tell the next people who were in power, then the next people who were in power, then the richest people in town, and then they just didn't think about the poor people, and so they would get it second or third hand or hearsay or never hear about it at all. And what Jesus said is, he said, when I've come to this place, I didn't come to talk to the elite and everybody else, but my kingdom is upside down. I go to the ones that nobody else has thought about. I go to the ones that everybody else has cast out and said, I came here for you because you're just as important as the next guy. And what's amazing in the kingdom of God is what Jesus does is he comes to us and then he tells us who we are and then he grows us toward that identity. He says, this is who you really are, that you are mine. You're a child of God. 1 John says, see how much the Father loves us, that he calls us his children. And that is what we are. One of the things that is so difficult for many of us is that we will many times say a lot of great things, but we'll rarely act differently than who we think we are. And so many of us, the reason why we struggle to walk in integrity and to walk in honesty and to do these things is because we have a messed up view of who we are. When you come to Christ, you're no longer a sinner who's been saved by grace. You're now a saint who's walking in freedom every day. And you're a saint who sometimes sins and you're getting it right better every single day. As a matter of fact, the Bible says this about you. It says, you are a chosen people, a royal priest, a holy nation, God's very own possession. And as a result, You can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of darkness and into his wonderful light. In other words, what he's saying is that you weren't God's last choice. You were his first choice. Like, he looked and he said, I'll take him. Do you know what he did? Absolutely. That's why I want him. It's because I love him and he's mine. You know what he says? He says, you're royalty spiritually. You are royalty. You are somebody in the kingdom of God. You know what a priest was? It was someone who had access to deity. You have access to the throne of God because of who he says you are, that you're a holy nation. In other words, you are walking in more freedom every single day. And you know what he said is he didn't say that you're just somebody. He says, you're mine. Like, I purposely, personally love you. And then when you start to understand who you are, then you can show others the goodness of God because he called you out of darkness and into the wonderful light. One of the number one things that you could do this year, your spiritual next step would be to figure out who you are in Christ. And one of the ways that we want to help you do that, if that's you and you need to figure out who you are in Christ, is that this year we're going to grow deeper in freedom, and the opportunity we have for you is what we call RLC Foundations. We do this every Sunday during the second service. As a matter of fact, it's happening today during the second service. And what it is we give you an opportunity to know who you are in Christ, to learn spiritual habits and disciplines for your relationship with God. And week three, we talk about the idea of how to defend your faith and how to ask good questions so you can know what you believe. Week four, we talk about crafting your personal testimony because of who you are in Christ. And I'm curious in here, do you really know how loved you truly are? Do you know how to go into God's word and to see his promises and to see that it doesn't matter what the devil says, it doesn't matter what your friends say, it doesn't matter what your parents said about you, you are somebody in Christ. And that's one of the things Foundations does, is it helps you get a foundation on your walk with Christ so that you can restore that identity that God has for you. And I don't know if that's you, but if that's you, can I tell you, one of your best next steps to have the best year of your life to grow deep is to find out who you are. And one of the ways we want to do that is we want to help you. And we're working on this so that you can do it every week. So if you've already got plans today, next Sunday, second service, you come to this first service, and the second service, you go in there. It'll be week three, and you can catch up, and you can just get on that journey and just start learning who you are in Christ because God has called you his child. And we're going to grow deep this year. We're going to let God determine how high. But one of the ways we're going to grow is we're going to know who we are in Christ. That's what Jesus came to do, is to restore any broken identity in your life. The second thing that Jesus said is he said that I've been anointed to preach the good news to the poor. The second thing we realize is that as we follow Jesus, he grows us by setting us free from every prison. He sets us free from any prison that wants to keep us bound. Anything that wants to take away our spiritual freedom, Jesus wants to set you free from that. Whatever it is, he's already done it. He said it like this. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me, he has commissioned me, he's called me to bring the good news to the poor. And he sent me to proclaim that the captives will be released. What I love about that, the mental picture there, is that Jesus is standing before the prison cell and he's demanding that that prison door be opened. He's like, you can no longer keep that door closed. He breaks the lock off of it. And then what I love about that is then he holds his hand out and he says, please come. Come and be free. You don't have to be in prison anymore. Salvation is free. Freedom is an opportunity. In other words, he wants you to be free, and you are already free. It's just you got to walk out of that and into that freedom. And right now, for many of us, we walked into 2023, and we've got some things that we want to be free from. And what if you only realized that if you're a Christian in this place, that when Jesus washed away your sins, he broke that lock, he opened that door, and he opened his hand and said, all you got to do is walk, and you can be free. You can be completely free of whatever is going on in your life. Doesn't mean it's going to be easy. It might be the journey of your life, but it is possible because of what Jesus did. And we know that there is a journey involved because God's word says, so Christ has truly set us free. Now make sure that you stay free and don't get tied up again. And there's so many invisible prisons that want to keep us bound. I want to keep us from walking in that freedom. I don't know what they might be for you, but you know, for some people, it's addiction. It's something that we use to medicate a wound or a pain, and for a while it was okay, and then it got out of control. Maybe it's unforgiveness. You are determined to pay that person back by never forgiving them. All it's doing is destroying you, and it's a prison that will keep your heart from being free. Maybe it's worry. Maybe it's envy. Maybe it's comparison. Maybe it's anger. Maybe it's 1,000 other things. But the amazing thing about Jesus is that when he washed away your sins, he broke the lock. He opened the door and he said, come, be free. But you know what happens for many of us is we don't know what that looks like. We've gotten so used to our prison walls. We've gotten so used to it. It's like, this is comfortable. I know what this is. I don't know what's on the outside of that jail cell. So thank you, Jesus, but I'm going to stay right here. And the whole time, Jesus is saying, come on, come be free. Come be free. I paid for it. It's already bought and paid for. The door is never going to close. You can be free. Come on. But we don't know what to do. And here's the thing that I've learned is there's 1,000 different ways that God wants to set us free. But one of the most effective ways that God wants to walk us toward freedom is the person sitting right beside you. You didn't know that person was so awesome. Look, kind of jab and go, look at you. Look at you. You're awesome. You know, seriously, you might be sitting beside your next miracle. You know why? Because the Bible says this in 1 John 1:9. It says, confess your sins to God that you may be forgiven. But you know what it says in James 5, verse 16? It says, then confess your faults to one another that you can be healed. Like, we don't go to each other for forgiveness. That comes through Jesus. But for some reason, God has ordained that when we walk with one another, we can find healing in our life. And so one of the things that we want to do to help you grow deeper in your walk with God this year is, number one, is we're going to have RLC Foundations every single week to help teach us what our identity is in Christ and how to grow in Him. And then the second thing we want to do is, coming up, starting next week, we've got a preview for our next life group launch. Life groups are going to launch February the 5th, and you need to get in a life group. If for no other reason, it's because maybe your spiritual next step is it's time to walk out of some prison that you've been in. Or maybe it's time for you to help somebody else. Because you know what happens when you get into life groups? Spiritually, what happens is for a little while, it's awkward, right? Like, everybody's fine. How are you? I'm fine. How, you know, everything's good. Everything's fine. Your life could be falling apart, but you're fine, right? You know, everything is good, all right? I really love the bean dip you brought. Praise the Lord. Give me the recipe. Stay on your side of the living room. I'm going to stay on mine, right? That's how that works. But you know, at some point during the semester, you know what happens? If you're faithful, you're going to have that day that it don't matter how much you put on that plastic smile, you cannot hide that you're not having a good day. And then you get there, and then somebody else, who they've been doing life for you with a little while, they're going to say, hey, man, you okay? And the thing is that you had prepared and you had planned to say, yes, I'm fine. What's wrong with you? You know, but before you know it, you go, no, I'm not doing so good today. Well, tell me about it. If you get a good one. If you get a bad one, they go, oh, that's horrible. Let's go do something else, right? Because they're still trying to walk in freedom too. But you find the right one. They get in there and they go, let's talk about it. Because you know what happens is life change happens in the context of relationships. And for some reason, God has ordained it that the best person to walk you out of freedom is somebody who's been in the same prison cell that you've been in. And you know what happens is that Jesus holds his hand out and he says, I want you to be free so bad. Come on, just walk toward freedom. Just walk toward freedom. But you stand there and you're afraid because that addiction is what's kept you safe for so long. That thing is how you medicated that pain for so long. But somebody else who has been there before walks into that prison cell and grabs you by the arm and says, I know it's hard. I know it's terrifying. I know it's scary. You don't have to do it by yourself. Come on, let's walk toward freedom together. And they walk with you right out of that prison cell. That's what life groups do. It's when we get to where someone else walks to freedom with us and we're able to find freedom we didn't even know about. Because everybody wants to go to a place where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came. People want to see the troubles are all the same. Everybody needs to know your name. And if you're 40 or over, you know what I just said. If not, don't worry about it. It was really funny, okay? But here's the thing, is that this year is going to be our best year ever. You know why? Because it's going to be our best year spiritually. You know why it's going to be our best year spiritually? It's because we're going to know God by prayer and by reading God's word. And then we're going to grow in freedom by growing deep and letting God determine how high. And Jesus said, this is what I came to do. I came to do all this great stuff, and I just want you to take that next step. And I don't know what that next step may be for you. Maybe you need to commit that starting as soon as this service is over with, you're going to go to the Welcome Center, and you're going to say, sign me up for RLC Foundations because I need to know who I am in Christ. Maybe that's not you. Maybe you're doing really well on that. Maybe you need to join the team. Instead, maybe you're that one that says, okay, this year I'm going to get off of my island. I'm going to get back into a group because God has done a work in my life, and now I want to help the next person walk in freedom as well. Or maybe you're the one that needs that freedom. And so you need to just go ahead and determine that next week you're going to look at the different life groups, and you're going to sign up for at least one of them. Maybe that's your next step. Maybe that's not you. Maybe your next step is that Jesus says that as we follow him, he grows us by helping us live in the light, by helping us live in the light, not just visit, not just get custody on the weekends, but we can live in the light of who he is. He said it like this. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim the captives will be freed and that the blind will see. Now, the reason why he's talking about that is during the prisons of the time, especially when this was written, it wasn't like it is today. Many times it was a hole that you would be put into, a cistern, a big hole that was just a hole at the top that you would then be, you know, down there. And it was just black. It was dark. Or it would be more of a kind of a hut of sorts you couldn't get out of. And so it was dark. And so what would happen many times is as you would get out of that prisoner, they would pull you up out of it. People would ask to go back because the light would blind them. And if they'd been by themselves for a year, all of a sudden there's people everywhere and they would be terrified and their eyes couldn't adjust and they would ask to be put back in their prison because they couldn't handle being around all these different people. And what God's word is teaching us is that what he wants to do is he wants us to know who we are in Christ. He wants to get a brother or a sister to help us walk out of freedom. And then he wants to teach us how to have a spiritual family so that we can stay in the light. So we don't just walk here or there, but we can stay in the light that God has for us. We see this in the book of Ephesians. The Apostle Paul is writing to a young church, and they're kind of processing how to do life with one another. And he says this, he says, "Don't no longer live as the Gentiles do, for they are hopelessly confused. Their minds are full of darkness, and they wander far from the life God gives. Since you have heard about Jesus and have learned the truth that comes from him, throw off your old sinful nature and put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy." And then what he does is he goes from there and he starts talking about the do's and the don'ts of living in community with other people. He says, "Hey man, if you don't mind, kind of keep your temper. Don't be, you know, doing this. If you don't mind, have integrity. If you don't mind, do this." He just starts talking about this is what it looks like to rub shoulders with other people, but learn how to live in the light, because all of us are on that spiritual journey and we're all trying to figure it out together. And one of the things that is kind of a place in my heart is that this year, my hope for all of us is that there'll be no more spiritual orphans. There'll be no more people who feel like they don't have a spiritual family. Because what we all need to do is we all need to know who we are in Christ. And one of the things that we are in Christ is we are part of the family of God. That we have brothers and sisters in Christ. When I was growing up in church, we used to call each other brother and sister. Can I tell you, that always creeped me out just a little bit because I didn't even know you, but I'm your brother. No, I'm not. You know. But one of the things they were doing is they were trying to say, hey, we're part of something bigger than ourselves. So I kind of got to where I like it again. Don't do that. Don't call me Brother Brandon. I won't answer to it. But the thing is it's the idea that goes behind it. I love that idea that we're part of a spiritual family. And so we need to know who we are in Christ. Then we need to partner with somebody so we can walk into freedom. And then once we get in that light, you know what the next step for some of us is? It's time for us to stop becoming a spiritual consumer and start becoming a spiritual contributor and become part of the family of God. But here's the thing. You know, for some of us, we've been going to church for a while now, but you don't even know much about real life church. You know, maybe this needs to be the home for you. Maybe it doesn't. And so one of the things we want to offer for you is it coming up in just a couple of weeks on the 22nd is RLC Connect, where you can learn more about who we are, the story about our church, where we're going. We're going to talk about the vision statement more. We're going to talk about different ways. So you can figure out, this is your church. Can I go ahead and tell you? I want this to be your church. I kind of like you, you know. But at the same time, you need to figure out where that is, because you need to become part of a spiritual family. You know, there's so many verses in the Bible that you can't even really claim for yourself if you're on an island all by yourself, because so many of it has to do with doing life with one another. Why would God ever use you in a spiritual gift if you're a party of one? If you want to be used by God and do the gifts of the Spirit are for the edification of the body of Christ. And I know for many of us, the reason why we are standoffish is because of wounds from our past. We'll go back to step two. Jesus wants to heal us of every different prison that the enemy has tried to keep us locked in for so long. So what about you? This could be your best year ever if it's your best year spiritually. And this year, what we want to do as a church and how we want to lead you to take that step is, man, we want to know God more through reading his word and through having a pray-first culture. And then we want to focus on this idea of what would it look like if for 1 year we ignored the culture, we ignored everything else, and we just slowed down and we said, I want to grow deep in God and let God determine how high and how far. I'll let him take care of that. My job is to grow deep. Well, how do we do that? How do I grow in freedom? Jesus said the first thing he wants to do is that he wants to repair that broken identity. He wants you to know who you are in him. And if that's you, maybe you need to sign up for RLC Foundations. Then he said, I've got the door open. I've got my hand out. Can you just walk in freedom? Please don't stay bound anymore. Can you walk in freedom with me? And if that's you, you need to go ahead and decide, this year, I'm going to walk in freedom. I'm going to partner with a brother or a sister in Christ, and I am not going to be bound by the same thing I was when I walked into this year, when I walk out of this year. Maybe you're in here, and this is what you need to do. You need to become part of a spiritual family. Maybe that's not you. Maybe you need to realize that as we follow Jesus, he grows us by healing our soul from every weight, by healing our soul from every single weight. There's this amazing thing. If you kind of read right by it, I know I did. I kind of missed it at first, but then when you really look at it, he says something totally different, because at first he says, the Spirit of the Lord is on me, and my job description is I'm here to bring good news to the poor. Got that. To proclaim that the prisoner or captives will be released. Got that. Blind will see. But then he says again that the oppressed will be set free. Well, didn't he just say that? And the answer is no. Because for many of us, we've been freed in our body, but our mind is still a mess. Because what oppression is, it's a prison you can't see. It's something that goes on that you can feel it and you know it's there, but nobody else can see it. You know what happens is a lot of times is we'll get free in one way, but we'll still carry the mental and emotional and spiritual wounds from our past, and we're struggling to try to get free. If you're reading the SOAP Bible study with us, the one chapter a day, we're looking at the Jewish people, the Hebrews, that have gotten out of Egyptian bondage. Is anybody else getting mad at the Hebrew people? You know, because they see the plagues, they walk across the Red Sea on dry ground, they've got free food every day in the form of manna that tastes like honeycombs. I mean, come on. And they're still going, boy, if we weren't back in Egypt, everything would be better. You know, like, dude, what do you need? You know why? It's because their bodies are free, but their minds are still in chains. And that's what happens to many of us sometimes, is that even when we walk out of that prison, we start doing life with others, we're still living like we're victims. We're still living lives that where we feel like we're oppressed because our body got free, but our spirit is still in darkness. We still feel broken, and we feel like we're hurting and all these things. And that's why Jesus is saying to all of his followers, hey, all you guys who are already following me, come get closer, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your... He assumes you're already walking in freedom in your body, but sometimes we need rest for your soul. You know how if you need rest for your soul? Is when you feel a weariness on the inside that no amount of days off will fix. When you get to a place where it doesn't matter how late you sleep, you wake up and you're exhausted. It doesn't matter how many vacations you go on, you come back and you're still ready to quit. It's because your body is rested, but your soul is broken and it's exhausted. And one of the things that we want to do this year, one of your spiritual next steps may be, is to find health from the inside out. And two of the ways that we want to do that is, number one is Real Life Counseling Center. If you're new to our church, we started a counseling center this past year that is free of charge for you. It doesn't cost you a dime. It's part of the missions giving of our church, because you know what counseling is? It's helping you think right. It's helping you think from a biblical perspective, helping you walk in freedom and getting free in your mind and getting healing in your soul. And if that's you today, you need to go by the Welcome Center, because there is absolutely nothing wrong with walking in freedom in your mind. One of the things we feel like we're called to do is to fix that messed up, broken narrative that if you pray hard enough, you're never going to get freedom. The thing is prayer is part of it, but also is the spiritual gifts of healing and discernment and walking in that goodness. And so if you need to take that next step, man, that's what it's there for. You're either welcome to stay broken or you can find healing. And one of the ways you can do that is through RLCC. Another thing is inside your worship guide, is we have our Right Now media app. It's not free for us, but it's free for you, because I've talked to people who've said, I'm not quite ready for that yet. I'm getting close, but can you help me get started? Absolutely. On that app, there's all kinds of things you can do that will help you work on that soul care and understanding who you are in Christ and understanding what all those other steps are. And so the good news is there's options. You just got to take one and figure out what your next step is, because I'm telling you, I've seen it happen so many times that I know it to be true, and that is that this could be your best year ever if it's your best year spiritually. But it's going to take you taking a spiritual next step, and everyone's got one. So one of the things we're going to do is we're going to know God more this year. We're going to know him more by reading God's word and by prayer. And can I tell you, prayer's hard. So we're going to try a whole bunch of stuff, and it's not going to work. But we're going to keep on trying stuff until finally we start to break through and realize that, man, we might as well get God involved in all of this, and that's what prayer does. And then we're going to take a spiritual next step, and we're going to realize that this year we're going to grow in freedom by growing deep into him and letting God determine how high. We're going to take a page out of Jesus' book and say, you know what we're going to do? Is, man, we are going to fix any broken identity that we have. And if that's you and you realize that you don't know who you are in Christ today, you need to sign up for RLC Foundations, and don't wait any longer so you can start fixing that identity and to know that, man, you are more amazing than you can imagine. And he wants to grow you into that every day. Maybe you're one of those who you know that prison door is open. You've got that addiction. You've got that issue, and you're so tired of being in that jail cell. And Jesus is right on the outside saying, if you'll just take a step, you can be free. But you're afraid, and you're worried, and you're concerned. You don't know. You know what you need to do? You need to get people around you. And then after a little while, after trust is earned, and you start taking off that mask, you start telling them what's going on, you know what's going to happen? I've seen this happen so many times. God is going to put people around you on purpose that you're going to be surprised that when you get honest, they're going to say, oh, me too. I've been there too. I'm just a couple of days down the road from you. Let me spiritually walk into that jail cell, grab you by the arm, and let's walk toward freedom together. It's going to be one of the most beautiful things in your life. Maybe you're in here and you've walked in that already. You're going to be the one that God's going to use this year to go into that prison because you've been there before and you're not afraid of it anymore. And you're going to grab them by the arm and walk them toward freedom. Maybe you're the person that you've started to do that, but because of wounds of your past, you don't want anything to do with any of this. Can I tell you? My hope for you is that you would not be a spiritual orphan anymore, but that you'll lock arms with us as a spiritual family and that we'll start walking together and come to RLC Connect next Sunday and kind of see who we are and see if this is a place where you can plant yourself and grow deep so that God can do something in your life. Maybe this needs to be your next step and you just need to decide, you know what, I am not going to stay weary in my soul anymore, but instead I'm going to learn some healthy habits so I can walk in freedom. I'm going to bring somebody else into that journey with me so I can do that. Maybe that's you. And the great news I have for you is this last one, and that is this, that as we follow Jesus, he grows us by reminding us that today is the best time to begin. Jesus grows us by looking at us and saying, today is the best time to begin. I love this because he's in church. He's in a synagogue at the time, and he's opened up the scroll that was written by Isaiah 800 years before that time. And then for 400 years after that, there was no prophetic voice. It was silent. God wasn't speaking through someone who was writing it down. So you have 800 years of that prophecy, and then you've got 400 years where there wasn't anything at all. And then Jesus stands up and says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and my assignment is to bring good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim captives will be released, that the blind will see, the oppressed will be free. And guess what, guys? We're open for business. Who wants to be free? And, you know, of course, they're looking at him going, what? We've been waiting for 800 years for that to happen, and it's you? Yes. Yes, it is. Who's ready? Who's ready? That the time of the Lord's favor has come. And what I love about that is when Jesus died on the cross and he rose again, he took away death, hell, and the grave. He took those keys and he said, for anyone who wants to receive my salvation, you can have it. And then not only does he do that, but then he turns around and he starts setting you free of every single thing that has bound you for years. And what I love is that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Which means if you've tried this before and it didn't work, don't worry. He's got a brand new mercy every day just for you. And that you today is the best day to begin. Because today is the best day to see that God has not forgotten about you. God has not given up on you, but he still wants you to walk in freedom. He still wants you to remember who you are in him. He still wants you to get out of that prison cell. He still wants you to become part of a spiritual family. He still wants you to be able to work through those different issues in your life. But today is the day. But here's the sad reality, and that is, though, that here it is, that God will always grow you deeper before he grows you higher. One of the things I've learned in my life is that God will always grow you deeper before he grows you higher. Which reminds me of the story that I was telling you before. And that is, remember I told you the guy who thought he could make a lot of money by planting some bamboo shoots, you know, in the back of his property. And so he went and he planted those things. And as the story goes, for year one, nothing, year two, nothing, year three, year four, nothing. And honestly, according to the story, he moved on. He was doing something else. More of just kind of a habit. He kept watering and fertilizing and doing the things, but he's just like, you know, whatever. Just, why not? Might as well. And he just kept going, just staying faithful to a process. But then the story said that after about year five, he goes out one day and he's like, you know, this one's getting a little taller than the other ones. I mean, surely not, but maybe. And he goes out the next day and he finds out, yeah, there's this one right here. I didn't even see that one. It's starting to grow. And then over the course of literally 2 weeks, he goes from this to that. And then he's looking around going, what's going on? And then he just keeps on growing. And then he looks again, and then he just keeps on growing. And he's like, what is going on? And he didn't do his research at all, because apparently bamboo, Chinese bamboo, do not grow at all for the first 5 years. They don't grow anywhere you can see anyway. They're growing deeper and deeper and deeper, and their root system is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. Then after 5 years, they start to grow. And they will grow 90 feet in 5 weeks. long way. To which, and they say it grows so fast that if you sit there long enough, you can literally watch it grow. That's how fast. 90 feet in 5 weeks. Here's the question. Did it grow 90 feet in 5 weeks, or did it grow 90 feet in 5 years? 5 years. Because for the first 5 years, while this guy was being diligent, doing the very best he could, not giving up, even though he couldn't see it, the roots were getting stronger and getting deeper and getting healthier and getting ready, so that when the 90 feet in 5 weeks happened, it didn't fall over. It didn't wreck. It didn't ruin. It didn't do all the different things. And so what he thought was just, man, I just got lucky. No, you were faithful. 5 years. And when the time was right, something amazing happened. One of my daughters asked me this past week, she said, Dad, do you believe in luck? I was like, nope. I believe in hard work plus opportunity equals getting lucky. And maybe you disagree, it's okay to be wrong. But you know what I've learned when it comes to the kingdom of God? Is my life is like the bamboo. I can't tell you how many times I've been faithful because I just didn't know what else to do. And it seemed like everybody else around me was growing and developing. And man, their family were doing great. And their kids were doing great. And their jobs were doing great. And I'm just seeing nothing. Just my bamboo shoots are broken. You know, I'm just keeping on watering. I'm keeping on just tilling the ground. And honestly, it's because I didn't have a better idea. I've given up if I knew what else to do. You know, it's like, I don't know what else to do. So I just keep on going. Just kept being faithful. And then all of a sudden, God starts to do something in my life. Only to realize, man, I had nothing to do with that. That was all Jesus. All I could control was my faithfulness. It was God who determined fruitfulness. And you know what my hope is for you? It's for 1 year, just 1 year. What if we step back from the bigger, faster, stronger, higher, all the things, you know, praise the Lord, all that. Do it in every other area, but not your spiritual walk with God. But for 1 year, what if you said, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to take time and I'm going to grow my roots deep into God. I'm going to grow as deep as I can get, which means I'm going to get real. I'm going to get honest. I mean, I'm going to grow. I am not going to look different spiritually in the next year than I did this year. So you know what I'm going to do is, man, I am going to find out who I am in Christ. If I don't know who I am, I'm going to find out. And if that means I sign up for RLC Foundations, great. I don't care. I'm going to grow as deep as I possibly can get. And then, man, I don't like people. I really don't like people. There's nothing I love better than canceling a plan. That's my jam. But I'm going to tell you what, this year I'm going to grow deeper. And if it's true that the best way I grow is to get other people around me, yes, fine. I'll sign up for a life group. I'm going to do it. I'm going to grow deeper, and I'm going to be faithful. I'm going to go. And then, you know what else I'm going to do? I'm going to become part of the community. I'm going to go to RLC Connect. I'm going to give it a shot for 1 year. I'm going to go as deep as I possibly can go. But I'm going to sign up for RLCC maybe and work through some issues that I hadn't told anybody about. And I'm going to take the chance today. And you know what's going to happen? I'll make you a guarantee. This is not a good one. It's going to be horrible. It's going to be boring. You're going to see everybody else doing everything else, and you're going to be faithful. You're like, man, it's boring. I'm going to do something else. But can I make you a guarantee? If you make your year, 2023, this year, I'm going to be faithful. You know what's going to happen? Is when you least expect it, but you're ready, God's going to start to grow you. He's going to start doing things in your life that you didn't even know. You had no idea. You don't know where it came from. And people are going to start calling you an overnight success. But you're going to laugh and go, oh, no. It's taken me 5 years to get here, but it was 5 years of faithfulness. I don't know what God wants you to do. I don't know what God wants to do in your life. You know what I do know is that you plus God is always better. And what if for 1 year we said, this is going to be the best year of my life because it's going to be my best year spiritually. I'm going to get to know God more because I'm going to read his word and I'm going to pray. And I'm going to grow in freedom, but not trying to go bigger, faster, stronger, none of that mess. Instead, I'm going to grow as deep as I possibly can go, and I'm going to let God be in charge of the results. I'm going to tell you, if you'll do that, God wants to do something amazing in your life. So I want to ask you this question. What next step do you need to take? Maybe you're in here and you realize exactly which one of those five things that you need to do. You know exactly which one. And so in just a moment, the band is going to lead us in a song of worship. And what you need to do is just take a moment to just say, God, this year I'm all in for you. I'm going to go all in. I'm going to find out who I am in you. I'm going to go all in, and I'm going to join a life group this year. And I just ask you for the courage to take that next step. Whatever it is, it's just in just a moment, just you have a conversation with the Lord and say, this year, Jesus, I'm all in. I'm going to grow deep and let you be in charge. I'm going to let go of the expectations of everybody else, the expectations of my culture, of my family, maybe of my spouse. I'm going to let go of all those expectations, and I am going to grow deep in you. In just a moment, I'm going to give you a moment to pray and just dedicate this year to the Lord. But maybe also you're in here, and me and you both know which your next step you need to take, and that is you don't know Jesus. You don't have a relationship with the Lord. And if you're honest, right now, you feel like you're standing outside the door just a little bit. It sounds good. I wish it could be true. That's not for me. It is for you. Jesus loves you more than you can imagine. He is for you more than you can imagine. Why do you think you're here today? I think he orchestrated the whole thing. So if nothing else, you could hear somebody say to you one more time, he has not given up on you. You can never go too far. You can never do too much. He's in love with you. And he's never going to stop chasing you down, constantly putting people in your life, reminding you of how much he loves you and how much he hasn't given up on you. You've tried everything else. Why not come back to Jesus? Why not let him be the Lord of your life? In just a moment, when the band leads us in this song, there's going to be people all over this place making decisions for God and deciding to go all in for him. We know what your decision needs to be. Inside your worship guide, on the back of it is a connect card. On the back of the connect card is a prayer that you can pray between you and the Lord. And we're going to sing this song. It's going to take a few minutes. And so I want you to take your time. And if you're ready to give him everything, Jesus either is Lord of all or he's not Lord at all. But if you'll give him everything, he wants to change your life. And it's one thing to know about the love of God and another to experience him for yourself. And if you'll give your life over to him, you can experience the love of God today. Let's pray together. God, thank you so much for today. Thank you for your presence and your mercy. Thank you, God, that you see us and you know us. Lord, you are not ashamed of us. But Lord, I believe even in this moment, you are excited for the opportunity for us to go further in you as we grow deeper in your presence. God, as we get ready to sing this song of worship, we just give you permission, Holy Spirit, to continue to speak to every heart and every mind. Oh, that right now, even in this moment, you will speak hope to us. For some of us, God, we've been broken by the things of our past. But we are so tired of being tired and broken. We're ready for healing. And so, God, as we get ready to worship, there's going to be so many voices in our heads saying, it's not going to work this time. It's not going to happen. Might as well give up. Might as well. Let us silence those voices and listen to the still small voice in our heart that says, try one more time. Give it one more shot. Today is not the day to give up. Today is the day to try again. As we worship you, we just give you permission, Holy Spirit, to let your love overwhelm us today. And for those who are going to pray and they're going to give their hearts to you today, Jesus, we celebrate that in advance. We say thank you for loving us, for bringing us from darkness to light. And we celebrate you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Just stand with me all over the house this morning. We're going to sing this song of worship. If you'd like someone to pray with you, we're going to have a prayer team in the back. We'd love to agree with you and to pray. But for all of us in here, what if we just took this moment to say, today, God, I'm going to give everything over to you and let you be the Lord of my life. Let's worship the Lord together.